Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Tali Tracy profiles Aubrey motor racing legend Jordan Boyes and asks him about the challenges he has faced to stay in this demanding sport.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, I want to present you with a piece of a special interview as I sat down with Aubrey race car driver Jordan Boyes, reflecting on some of the highs and lows he has faced throughout his motorsport career. We discussed how he almost left the sport back in 2019 and how an act of community morale saved him from walking away. Jordan is particularly known for his 2022 Bathurst co-drive with Brad Jones Racing driver Macaulay Jones. The pair finished 13th in the Great Race, but it took Jordan years of hard work to get to this point in his career. The 25-year-old has driven everything from XLs to S5000s, but the main goal of achieving a career in supercars has always been his driving force. Supercars is Australia's top motorsport category, as we hear Jordan's heartfelt story on how he is determined to land a seat on that grid.
There was a point where you almost had to give the dream away back in 2019 due to lack of funding. What was that pressure like for you and your family, and how did you eventually overcome that?
That was probably like one of the hardest points I've ever had, for sure. Like, I think it was, I can't remember what time in the year, but I remember I went to Townsville maybe in July or something, and I crashed in every single race. Like, I never made it through the first lap. And I was already strapped for cash kind of thing. And then I went up there and crashed the car like three times. And by the time I came back, I was like, yeah, I'm done for sure. And if I'd driven for anyone else but Terry, I would have been done for sure. Cause I sort of called him and said I was done, and he went, yep, that's fair enough. And then gave me probably 4 days, and I was literally telling everyone in my family that I was done. And he called me back, and he was just talking about what car setup we're going to run at the next round. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, oh, well, you're racing. We've just got to figure out how, sort of thing. And so because of that, I went and seen some people, and we sort of got this fundraiser set up. And being from Albury can be difficult at times because you don't have a big pool of large businesses, but at the same time, it's such a strong community, especially within motorsport for some reason, that once I had this fundraiser day with a couple guest speakers that volunteered their time, I sold out of tickets really, really fast. And it was sort of something that then gave me budget to go and do my next round. And it sort of springboarded my career. Like, I would have been done if that hadn't happened. So, that was it was a pretty stressful little time, and not one that I want to experience again.
A fundraiser that not only saved Jordan's motorsport career, but allowed him to go on to produce a win and his career best season the following year in 2020. Jordan finished third in the Super 2 series with Image Racing, while also making his Bathurst 1000 debut with the supercars team Brad Jones Racing. Unlike many other sports, supercars is a category where only few drivers get the chance of a spot in the main series. Drivers are now rarely selected based on their driving ability, but on their sponsorship proposal and how much money they can bring into the team. This leaves many drivers like Jordan, who are not blessed with financial backing, having to work twice as hard for a position, despite their natural talent. Jordan is now racing as part of the Australian S5000 Championship, before he will then jump back in the Brad Jones Racing supercar to compete in the Enduro Series in September, still striving for a permanent position in the category.
If you have the right attitude about things, you can build something great.
To keep up to date with Jordan's journey, you can follow him on both Instagram and Facebook at JordanBoyes49. And for more content like this, you can find us at Tracy Motorsport on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Have a good evening, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Tali Tracy. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.